Welcome back. Great to have you company wherever you might be listening. As you know, Fox Footy's Eddie McGuire is reuniting with Bruce McAvaney from Channel 7 to host the coverage of Friday night's bushfire relief State of Origin match. And Fox Footy's Eddie McGuire has been good enough to join me for a chat. Welcome to you, Eddie. Great to have you on.
Good on you, Duane. Great to be with you, buddy. Always is.
It's going to be exciting for everybody, this game. But to see all the big gun players out there and two of the biggest icons of broadcasting this country's had together. It's going to be fantastic. I'm serious, Ed. I mean, you are the two biggest, and it is great to have you two together for the hosting of it.
Well, I suppose a bit of synchronicity as well, but in that Bruce and I, the last time we did a joint seven, it was 7 and 9, this time 7 and Foxtel production, was for Ted Whitten's funeral. Of course, the man who kept State of Origin football alive, you know, played such a huge role with his South Australian counterpart, Neil Knuckles Curley and Mel Brown over in Western Australia, and people like Bobby Skilton in Melbourne. And those guys really kept it going. And it's been interesting. I was talking to Darcy Moore the other day, and he was saying Peter, his father, is so excited. He's wanting to fly back from America for the game, and was just saying to Darcy, you know, when he looks back on his career, he just says how important those games were to sit in that locker room and look around at his colleagues and the other big names at the time. And these days, when he thinks back on it, it means so much to him that he wore the big V. So I think that there's a real turn back. We know it's sold out. And I think this time of year, not in the middle of the season, is the opportunity for us to bring back State of Origin football in a more meaningful way.
That's great to hear, because you obviously believe that the players will put their hand up to play in the future, because that was the death of it in the end, with players and clubs and, you know, some presidents probably telling players we'd rather you didn't play. You think players will put their hand up for it on a regular basis and not just do the old, oh, my hamstring's a bit sore?
Well, I think what happens, Duane, is that in the middle of the season, your hamstring is sore. And also, you know, the last game, we lost Josh Fraser, who was playing really good football. He gets picked for Victoria because he's, you know, playing great football in Iraq, and he did his posterior cruciate. And that, you know, really made a big impact on our season. Now, I'm a massive supporter of State of Origin, but as president of Collingwood at that stage, I was very upset about the whole thing. So I think the way to do it is maybe going forward, if we had it like the Bicentennial Carnival in 1988, we have it maybe every 3 years. So that's the average life cycle of a footballer, you know, at the lower end. The stars obviously go on longer than that. But if you had it, say, every 3 years and made it a big carnival, and you do it at this time of year where everyone's playing practice matches anyway, well, you're probably better off playing against the superstars of the game than, you know, some kid from the VFL or somebody who's trying to make a name for themselves running in and cleaning you up. And, you know, I just think that is something that could be a tremendous opportunity. It could have its own television rights, which can then either, you know, subsidise junior football or the women's football or just add to what we're doing. And every sport in the world is looking for a 2020 big bash, if you like, compared to, you know, in amongst this one-day international test series. We've got one. It's called State of Origin Football. I think it's, you know, we've tried AFLX. We've tried, you know, the
So you don't think AFLX is going to catch on then?
I think we've tried that one, and we can just consign that one. But I think that AFLX has actually got an opportunity to do some good things overseas. I mean, I was over in America a couple of weeks ago, and the believe it or not, the mayor of Beverly Hills, who's a mayor Geelong supporter, grabbed me, organised a meeting with me. I go up to the council chambers in the town hall in Beverly Hills, and all he wants to talk about is how can we get AusKick into America, and is there a type of game that could work? So there's a few things there to play at, but coming back to the original question, I just think that there's a real opportunity every 3 years to do something really big.
So that's the media and marketing and production company owner, Eddie McGuire, saying that. Do you think all the presidents would agree with you on that? Let's do it every 3 years. Do you think every club would say yes?
I think they would because, you know, as Nathan Buckley said the other day, I mean, they're playing practice matches anyway. I mean, the thing that, you know, if it's part of what your preparation is, and you're playing a couple of practice matches and the coaches have a bit of an input into it and you get everyone together, then once every 3 years, I think it's spectacular. And it's another thing we need to do to make our code bigger. You know, let's not forget, State of Origin now for the NRL is the equivalent of they have 3 grand finals every year. If we make it 4 grand finals, they have 3 State of Origins and a grand final. So we have to come up with some things that actually are meaningful And the best thing I always think is, rather than inventing things, why don't we just play more footy and do it in a way that doesn't impact? Because the guys are playing anyway. They may as well be playing it at Optus Stadium or Adelaide Oval or down at Marvel against the best players with 50,000 people there and even a TV rights opportunity than playing, down at, Victoria Park on a Saturday afternoon in a scratch match.
Talking to Eddie Maguire, of course, Fox Footy's Eddie Maguire. Catch the Bushfire Relief Match and all the Marsh Community Series on Fox Footy 504 on Foxtel Live in high definition, ad-free, siren to siren. Going to be a big one Friday night. Eddie, I know you've got to go, but I'm hearing that Damien Hardwick is naming Darcy Moore captain for the Vics. Is that right?
That's okay, because I'm going to run out alongside him holding his hand as the mascot. That's part of what I'll be doing as the hosting. I've picked the Victorian rooms, and I am going to run block on him.
Will the commentary reflect the fact that Bruce is kind of South Australia and non-Victoria, and you're a little bit more Victoria-centric? Do you think the commentary will reflect that?
Well, sadly, we're not calling it. It's Brian Taylor and Anthony Hudson.
Of course.
But I can promise you, if I was calling it, mate, I'd be nothing on press red for Ed. I'm a Victorian, mate. I love Victoria. I am so Victorian, it's not funny. So Bruce would be very much, as we know, we hear the interstate callers when they call. We have Basil. You don't play for Collingwood. Yep. You used to play for East Perth. and Bruce rolls a bit of that with it. So, I like the fact that they look after the home state a little bit. But, it's great. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fantastic night of footy.
And you do help shape footy. So I do want to play this little bit of audio, Eddie, because what you say to AFL House gets taken note of. Can I just play this David King grab on concussion and needing to take it more seriously and find out where you are as a president of a club? Here's David King earlier today, if you don't mind.
If we're serious about stamping this out, you've got to change behaviour. Now, today, Marley Williams, and you'll go through the table on what he can possibly get, it's not enough. It's not enough to change behaviour. If it's 1 or 2 weeks, it's just that's okay, we'll get him back in a couple of weeks. There's no change. I thought we were going to take this seriously. I thought 3 to 4 years ago, with the AFL made a decision, that's it, the head is sacrosanct. That was a word they kept using. Well, I don't know if it is. Do you feel that it is? You give him 5 weeks, Jared, and I can guarantee you know what the Kangaroos are doing again.
What did you make of that, Eddie? Where are you with the concussion thing? Because you've got to manage these players. You've got to look at their welfare long term. You see the retired players 10 years down the track, and they're still Collingwood men even though they're 10 years retired.
Yeah, very much so. And I think, Dwayne, like all these things, you have to actually at some stage not hide from the fact that there are these types of injuries. And, it's bad luck sometimes. I've always, when I was a young reporter, going right back in time, back in the 70s, late 70s, if you've got a concussion, it was an automatic week. Now they've got all these different, tests and the like. I don't know if they're any better than it was the old-fashioned, mate, you've got a concussion, you've got a week. We have to look after players. You have to stop them despite themselves. And the clubs have to just really take on board that sometimes, you'd love them to play, but, I don't think they play that well anyway. Inevitably, I've seen people who come back early from concussion end up doing a knee or an ankle or something because they're not quite at the right capability to go for the ball. Just work out what is the right thing to do, not mitigate. Because let's have a look at, society in general. This is drawing a bow, but look what happened to Sir Kevin this last week because people just didn't do the right thing. They were protecting things or trying to mitigate and all the rest of it. Don't do those things now. Just say, right, this is part of it. We have to look after our people. We will get more people playing football and more people coming to the game if people believe that this is a game that looks after its people better than any other. That's the best side to it. If it means a bloke misses a week, well, we've got 50 on the list. That's the whole idea of it. So, I'm very strong on you must look after people. It's not the old days when John Kennedy used to say anything above the shoulders doesn't count. It's quite the opposite these days. So we're just now let's become world's best practice. We've got a great game, Dwayne, because we have now got a situation where we're in rude health. The AFL have done a sensational job in buying the stadium and everything that comes with that. Already you've seen price freezes and better facilities and all these things coming on. Now let's make our game the best. It should be the envy of the world. And we can, I mean, if you do this properly, we get concussion. It is the best marketing tool we'll ever have to take over from soccer, which has its own concussion situations, the rugby codes, rugby leagues, et cetera. I think this is a real marketing opportunity for us as much as anything. That's not even taking into consideration the moral obligation of looking after our people.
Eddie, great to have you. I know you've got a meeting to get to, so I really appreciate your time. Can't wait for Friday night, and I'll see you. I'll see you in the office.
Go the big V, and let's stick it up them.
Very nice. Eddie Maguire, Fox Footy's Eddie Maguire, reuniting with Bruce McAvaney, and you'll catch it on Friday night, as you can catch every one of the Master Series games as well on Fox Footy 504 on Foxtel Live in high definition, ad-free, siren to siren. Take a break and take some of your calls after it. 1-300-736-736 off the back of what Eddie had to say.